This is a recast of the 5100 word piece, Expected Improvement, EI, from schnepat.com. This article discusses the concept of expected improvement, EI, and its applications in optimization and decision making. EI is a powerful tool that allows for efficient exploration and exploitation of the search space, balancing the trade-off between the two. It has proven to be valuable in various fields and has potential for further improvements. Let's listen in.
Today, we're going to talk about the concept of expected improvement, EI, and its applications in optimization and decision making. EI is a powerful tool that allows researchers and engineers to maximize performance by systematically exploring the design space. It is particularly useful in complex systems or models where the objective function may not be readily available or easily computable.
That's right, Avery. EI is important across various fields, including business, healthcare, and education. In the business world, EI is crucial for success as it helps individuals effectively manage emotions and handle workplace challenges. In healthcare, doctors with high EI can better understand and empathize with patients, leading to improved patient satisfaction. And in education, educators with high EI can create positive learning environments that foster student motivation and success.
Absolutely, Theo. Now let's dive into the explanation of expected improvement, EI. EI is a statistical measure used in optimization and decision-making under uncertainty. It is commonly employed in sequential optimization algorithms like Bayesian optimization. The concept of EI revolves around comparing the performance of different candidate solutions and selecting the one with the highest potential for improving the objective function.
That's correct. The calculation of expected improvement involves estimating the probability that a candidate solution will improve upon the current best solution, weighted by the magnitude of the expected improvement. This allows decision makers to balance the exploration of new solutions with the exploitation of promising ones. EDI has proven to be an effective tool in engineering design, business planning, and machine learning.
Another advantage of using EDI is its ability to handle both continuous and discrete domains, making it a versatile tool for optimization problems in various fields. It takes into consideration both the expected improvement and the uncertainty of this improvement. By striking a balance between exploration and exploitation, EI allows researchers and engineers to allocate their resources effectively and focus their efforts on regions of the design space that are most likely to yield improvements.
Absolutely, Avery. And in order to better understand EI, it's crucial to explore its mathematical derivation. The expected improvement is mathematically derived as the difference between the value of the current best solution and the expectation of the improvement of a new solution. This mathematical formulation allows for a quantitative assessment of potential improvements in an optimization problem.
That's right, Theo. The expectation is calculated using a Gaussian distribution, which takes into account the uncertainty of the objective function. By incorporating uncertainty, EI provides a measure of the potential gains and guides the search towards promising areas. Understanding the mathematical foundation of EI ensures a rigorous application in optimization tasks and helps gain valuable insights into the decision-making process.
Moving on, let's discuss the advantages and limitations of expected improvement. One advantage is its ability to handle uncertainty in the objective function, unlike traditional optimization methods that focus solely on maximizing objective functions. EI considers both the mean and variance of potential outcomes, providing a more realistic approach to decision-making under uncertainty.
Absolutely, Theo. Another advantage is its efficiency in handling complex and multidimensional problems. Traditional optimization techniques struggle with high-dimensional spaces, but EI incorporates a global search strategy that efficiently explores the search space by leveraging exploration and exploitation.
However, it's important to acknowledge the limitations of EI as well. For example, it assumes that the objective function is smooth and continuous, which may not always be the case in real-world problems. Additionally, the accurate estimation of model parameters can be challenging, especially in complex systems.
That's right. Despite these limitations, EI has proven to be a valuable tool in optimization and decision-making. And there are also future directions for improvement. For example, incorporating prior knowledge and constraints into the EI framework can lead to more informed decisions and better optimization results.
Absolutely, Avery. Researchers are also exploring ways to enhance the trade-off between exploration and exploitation and extend EI to handle high-dimensional problems and non-stationary functions.
And let's not forget about the potential applications of EI in emerging fields. In robotics, EI can optimize robot movements in unknown environments, while in healthcare, it can assist in personalized medicine. The potential of EI in these fields highlights its versatility and significance.
That's right, Avery. And to wrap things up, let's recap the main points. Expected improvement is a powerful tool in optimization and decision-making that allows for efficient exploration and exploitation of the search space. It balances the trade-off between exploration and exploitation by maximizing the expected improvement in the objective function.
Absolutely, Theo. And while EI has advantages and limitations, its strengths outweigh the drawbacks. It has been successfully applied in various fields and has the potential for further improvements and innovations.
That's it for today. We hope you enjoyed this discussion on expected improvement and its applications. Stay tuned for more exciting topics in future episodes. Thank you for listening.